I have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Tim Cappell joins us this morning. Tim is with the Atlantic Fire Department, one of the assistant chiefs, one of the head muckety mucks in the fire department. You don't feel like that, though, do you?
No, we're all the same.
Well, there are varying jobs within the fire department. Some of them are more volunteer than others in a volunteer fire department, including one of the jobs that you're involved with, and that's kind of getting things ready for the state fire convention, which will be over in eastern Iowa this year.
Yeah, this year we're going to head to Manchester the first of September.
Pretty excited about that?
Absolutely. It's always a good time to meet up with everybody and go over with what we've learned throughout the year and have some good time.
I know there's a social aspect, as always, when you get together with other folks in your chosen profession or in the fire work as you guys are, but there's also a lot of serious issues and things like that are taken care of when you go to these things, too.
Right. We talk about new rules, regulations, and along the serious notes, we also spend a whole day of competitions to figure out who's got the best teams in the state.
Along the lines of time flies, when was it that Atlantic had the fire convention?
Back in 2006 was the last time we had it.
That long ago.
Almost seems like longer.
Well, it didn't seem like it was that long ago, too. But of course, that was back when it used to rain around here.
You might absolutely remember that. Yeah, we had a lot of rain that year.
Yeah, yeah. We can't do. Maybe we need to have a fire convention here so we make it rain. That's what we need
that
to
would
do.
Work.
When do you guys take off?
We're going to leave the 5th of September, and we'll spend 4 days up in Manchester.
Okay. Now, how many, I know we roughly have anywhere from like 35, 40 thereabouts is our usual size in the fire department. How many of those guys will actually go to convention?
This year, I think we've got 13 or 14 guys going, so we'll leave at least half back here, and we got plenty of help.
No, I don't doubt that. Well, that's a good group heading up now. When you head up to fire convention, I know one of the things you like to take with you are pop tabs. Talk about the collection efforts.
Absolutely. This year we're going to do the can tab collection again on September 30th, Thursday night, in front of the depot. We're going to set up the can tabulants and our collection barrels, and from 6 to 8, everybody can bring down their can tabs and drop them off. If they want them weighed, we can weigh them up so they can see how many they've collected for the year. It's just a way for us to kind of try to get them all at once before we get ready to head out on Labor Day weekend.
They don't weigh much individually.
Not a lot. It takes 1,600 to make a whole pound.
Oh, gee whiz.
So that's a lot of sodas.
It's a lot of sodas or whatever else you happen to be drinking these days. Yeah. Now, speaking of that, I mean, what is it's pop cans, beer cans, what kind of stuff?
Actually, it's anything with aluminum tab. Actually, lately we've had a lot of the energy drinks because they're all the different colored tabs. They're the nice, pretty ones. Baby food now comes with aluminum tabs. Spam cans. Just about anything that comes in an aluminum can, soup cans.
I guess I never thought much about things like spam cans, right, and what have you.
And those tabs are bigger than the normal pop tab cans.
Oh, way more.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. An extra gram or two there, yes, never hurts. Is it just the tabs, or is it anything else that's made of aluminum?
Actually, they'll take anything that's aluminum. We try to collect just the pop tabs because they don't take up near as much room as the whole pop can or the whole soup can. And we leave those to like the JCs for their fireworks and stuff.
Okay. So a good effort there. Now, you're collecting them in a lot of different ways. I know you've been collecting them actually all year long. People can stop by the store.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. All year long, we have people bring in little baggies or cupfuls. They'll drop them off down at the store, out at the fire station. There's a barrel there. I know Dale up at Meyer and Gross has got a barrel. McAtee Tire takes them. There's quite a few places around that'll collect them.
And are people pretty good about bringing them in?
Absolutely. Last year was one of the best years we've had so far. 2006, we started out with 465 pounds, and last year we had a whopping 2,180 pounds. So it keeps growing every year, and more people get involved in more businesses.
Now, when you say we had that many, are you talking about all the firefighters?
Those are all the fire departments together from across the state. Atlantic last year took in a total of 808 pounds. So that's still a lot of tabs.
Yes, it is. It's an awful lot of tabs. And is that? Do you guys have a little competition going on amongst your departments?
At convention, all the departments from across the state, they compete for a traveling trophy every year, and usually it's the same towns, but everybody has a pretty good time, and everybody knows everybody.
How many times has that trophy been back here?
Actually, we've won 4 times, I think, in the 6 years we've done it.
Nice.
So it's kind of nice.
Well, and that's a credit, you know, of course, you guys are the ones hauling them all down there, but that's really a credit to the folks here for thinking about it, because the easy thing after you drink a can of soda or something is just to toss it in the recycle bin. You have to remember to take that tab off.
You kind of got to get into that bad habit of doing it every day.
It is a habit you kind of want to get into,
absolutely,
too. And it's not just the adults, it's the kids and everything else, too. Do you get a lot of support from a lot of the other organizations then in town, too?
Actually, yeah, quite a few. A lot of the local taverns are collecting for us. We have a couple of the retirement homes are collecting. A lot of different groups do it, and I think they all have fun, and they kind of do their own little way of...
Mm-hmm. They have their own little processes,
right,
and stuff that they do. Maybe a little contests or what have you,
right,
different things. What happens to these pop tabs? You gather them all up, you take them to State Fire Convention, you have your contests and things, but what happens to them after that?
After we get them all loaded up there at convention, we drop them off in Altoona at the shrine there, and when they have aluminums at a high price, they will actually recycle them and turn them in at a premium price, and then that money is actually turned over to the Shrine Hospital that they use to offset their funds and their doctor bills and medication costs and whatever they endure.
Of course, the Shrine Hospitals deal with a lot of things, mostly for children, but one of the real things that they're known for are their burn units and the things that they do for folks who have been through that. So it's pretty obvious why fire departments would want to get involved.
Correct, and it started back in 2006 when it kind of hit home back here, and it just one of those things that's kind of grown with everybody, and it's a nice, easy way, and we can have fun doing it. Good way to give back to the communities.
Good. Well, I know folks have been doing that, as we mentioned, all year long. They've been pretty good about dropping off those tabs. Maybe they have a whole bunch of them collected at home now. An opportunity here before you guys take off to get that last rush going?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm waiting for that person that finds that stockpile sitting in their basement that they forgot that they had.
Well, now, you're going to make it easy for them right before you leave here, about a week or so away?
Right. Yeah, next Thursday, the 30th, when we sit down there in front of the depot, like I said, if they want to have them weighed, they can stop and get out of their vehicle, or they can just roll down the window and hand the bag out, and we'll grab it, and it's a good way for us to collect them and everybody to get rid of them.
Okay. And if folks can't make it on August the 30th?
If they can't make it, they can drop them off at Capel's downtown, Myron Gross Real Estate. I know McAtee Tire's got a bucket over there. So otherwise, at the fire department or any one of the local firemen.
Okay, all those good locations. Well, I know we've had a pretty active department around here. In fact, we have a lot of active fire departments around Southwest Iowa who have worked very well together over the years and spent a lot of time with training and some time having some fun and stuff, too. And I know you guys like to have a little bit of fun and maybe use that training to have fun at fire convention, little competitions and stuff. You guys have done pretty well over the years as a department.
Correct, yeah. We actually typically will come home with a couple trophies in a couple different groups, different categories. I know we've got a couple outstanding trophies that have never been beat as far as times go. So it's kind of neat to watch and have.
When you go to these different towns for the fire conventions, do you usually get pretty good support from the local folks?
Yeah, absolutely. It's you're so open-armed welcome. When you get there, it's kind of nice, and everybody gets to see what we go through, our camaraderie, and what we look forward to every day when we get up.
Are the parade still a big deal?
Parade's still a big deal. It still lasts a couple hours.
I bet it does. Do you guys kind of compare and contrast? Do you get some ideas when you go to some of these things, looking at some of the other big red fire trucks and things and some of the equipment that some of these guys have? And like, you know, we never thought about something like that.
Absolutely. Everybody either brings their new stuff or their old stuff. You don't see that intermediate stuff. With the new trucks there, you can always go check them out and see what's new. And there's always something new coming out on a vehicle or on a fire truck. And plus, even when it comes to the old ones, you kind of remember what it used to be like in a few years ago. And
well, it's kind of nice to compare notes sometimes, too. If something new comes out, maybe somebody else has a chance to play with it first and let you know what's good.
Absolutely.
And what's bad about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Let them figure out what's going to go wrong.
Right. Before you dive in head first, you bet. Well, we've had a long, proud history here in the area of a lot of strong fire department members heading down there. We hope to have a lot of fun again this year. And again, the important thing for folks right now to remember is that they can help out with those can tabs. If you have them or if you... forgot about it for a while, you still have time, start popping those things off of there, but collect them and bring them out. And again, Tim, August 30th, I'll have that opportunity.
Correct. August 30th in front of the Atlantic Depot from 6 to 8, we'll be sitting there with the big green and white Cantabulance, and we'll be waiting to hopefully see a lot of smiling faces.
Yeah, that's August 30th. That's a Thursday night. Just swing on down. Make it nice and easy. It's a drop-off point. Really easy.
Absolutely.
Drive-through donations. Got to like those. Well, hey, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck with that effort, and have fun at Fire Convention.
All right. Thank you very much.